Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 289. Today is Saturday, 12th of March, 2022. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is Star. There you are there. And also somewhere on the screen.
Over there. Or in Booty Bay.
In Booty Bay. That's exactly right. We are having a dance party in Booty Bay, and hang on, we might do that. That might make it a little bit better, so everyone doesn't see how bad my UI setup is at the moment. But yes, if you are on US Wormrest Accord and would like to come down and join the party, please feel free. We are on the bank. On top of the bank, right near the Horde flight path, so be careful if you're coming down. But yes, we have got, who have we got here? We've got Fair, we've got you and me, we've got Fair.
Zaya is here.
Yep. Excellent. So we've got a party, and Leo Wild it's their home server and they're on their way. Excellent. That's very cool. Exciting. So yeah, come down. We did find it was very weird. I was actually bringing my bloodthirsty. I said to Sir, I'll bring my bloodthirsty down because I didn't want to bring my pacifist. Passy leader. I would be like, there would be no show if something happened to her. You would see, this would go into a state we may not recover from for quite some time. So I didn't want to bring her. So I thought I'd bring Blood Leader, my bloodthirsty warrior. And I got down there and could not see Stir at all. All fair. So we are guessing that possibly because she's a blood and has not done any questing, therefore that we are phased. But then I bring this little level 12 and I see you guys, so I'm confused. I don't think she's quested down here, so I don't know. But
weird, huh?
And yeah, anyway, we're here, so come on down and see beautiful Booty Bay. We've got I love having the waterfalls in the back. I think it's such a pretty spot looking at Booty Bay. It's a great place for a party. So
It is.
Your toys.
M-E-R-O. Mero just showed up. Cool.
Mero, excellent. Welcome. Thank you. Get the dancing on. So yeah. All right. Well, look, let's get into it because we are having some internet fun and games. I know Chris is having some net issues. My Australian internet is being a bit of a pain, but we will see. Oh, that's Mero is Leo's in the chat room. That's his mate. Oh, excellent. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Even right. If you are a Horde.
Yeah, but well, you know, it's for the Horde. It is one of those things, you know. Some of us are bifactional. Leaning.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. I will always be a Horde girl first. Yeah, but it is lovely to come and play my challenge tunes over here, and be in the World Challengers Guild, which is, you know, our Iron Man World Challengers. All of that over here on Wormrest is great community and a great guild. We have I mean, we have some amazing challenge people, don't we, Stir? It's just...
We do. The best.
Yes, we do. They are all fantastic. So thank you, guys. Thank you for coming along. All right. Well, I wanted to catch up with you because we really haven't had a chat this year. This would be our first chat this year, wouldn't it?
It is.
It is. So Happy New Year and all that stuff, even though we're in March.
You know, last time I talked to you, you said, Stir, 2022 is going to be so much better. And I'm going, wait, what? It is? 22. What a start, huh?
It's certainly just gone, 2021, get out of my way, I'm coming through, and not in the good way. So, it's been an interesting start to the year, that's for certain. But I wanted to catch up with you. Oh, sorry, what did you want to say?
No, I was going to just say, but at least, you know, things are starting to a little bit of normalcy, you know, with COVID and all that. And people are coming out of their shells and houses and everything else.
Yes, it's certainly been a very interesting couple of years dealing with all of that for certain. But, you know, it's really good that we've got these things that do keep us busy amid, you know, all of the craziness that goes on IRL. So, and one of the things we love to do is we love to play WoW, which is good. So I wanted to catch up with you because at last year you'd finished, you had leveled quite a few challenge tunes, and honestly I cannot remember how many you finished the year with maxing out. But I know that you were trying to go for like one of everything, kind of. So, and you still had a few to go. So I wanted to see how the challenge tune leveling's been going this year for you, and what class race, like, what have you got left to level?
That's funny. You know, we just mentioned COVID and people coming out of their shells. So by being in a shell for the last 2 years, I've had plenty of opportunity to level up a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah. To be honest, when it comes to, okay, on the Alliance side, Iron, I have one of every one. So, nice. You know, Rogue and Druid and Hunter and all of them, just I've got one of each. I it's a tribute to Never Died, who did it a few years ago.
He's always an inspiration. Where's my little, hang on, let's do this. I don't know why that's not coming through. Anyway, doesn't matter. He's definitely an inspiration. He always has been.
Oh yeah. So wonderful. I can't claim to be the first one to have achieved one of everything. He set the bar. So, but I've caught up with him.
Yeah.
So I have 18 tunes at max on the WoW challenges. Including a Passy and a Working Man.
Yeah.
Even a Horde. I've got a Horde. Yeah,
wonders will never cease to amaze me.
I know. Mostly, besides one of each, I've got six rogues, and
only six.
Six. Yeah. Well, you know, because something will come up, and I'll go, well, I don't know, I'll go try it, so I'll just go create a new one and level it up, and so they've been fillers, you know, waiting for patches and things like that. So or holidays, you know, you've got a tune at 54 and you're sitting there going, well, I'm kind of waiting on dailies, and so, well, all right, go start another tune.
Go start another one. Absolutely. No, that is amazing. 18. I'm just trying to think. I don't know if Never Died had 18 max in one expansion. I don't think he did.
He might not have. Of course, that was a couple of expansions back. But
I was, I mean, he had a lot.
Yeah, it was the spirit of it. You know, get one of everything. All
yes.
Right. I can do that.
Exactly. No, that's wow. 18. That's amazing. All right. So what I also wanted to know, and I know over the years we have touched on this question, but I think being timely, and again, you know, we've dealt with a lot the last couple of years, IRL with the pandemic and just life being as it is, how do you stay focused? Like 18 max levels, you've got scouts, you've got, you know, you trying all different sorts of things, but you're still here, you're still playing your challenge tunes, and you've already got 18 max levels for Shadowlands. Like, how do you stay focused with leveling challenge tunes?
You know, actually, I'm a serial, unlike yourself and Fur and Zaya, who have probably like 6 tunes in flight. I tend to be a serial one at a time kind of leveler. Mm-hmm. And so it's really easy to focus on, you know, getting that tune to where you, whatever your challenge is, whether it's, you know, conquer Shadowlands or just try something different, a different leveling path.
Yeah.
So for me, it's really easy compared to, say, maybe other players who have a whole bunch in flight, and it's like, well, you're making progress, but I can do it a lot faster just concentrating on one. So that's mm-hmm. one. And then I think the other thing is that, you know, by now, how many expansions has it been? So if you've been doing this, like a lot of our audience members, you know a good leveling path, you know which monsters to avoid, you kind of know, you can not play it in your sleep, but you can come pretty close.
Yeah.
And I think so, you know, using your experience and things like that is the way, you know, to go. And I gotta say, you know, the being a rogue primarily, you know, with stealth and sap and vanish and all those wonderful things, it's a challenge to play non-stealth, getaway. You're always visible. It's like, you know, I look down and I can actually see my shoes because it's like, well, you're visible.
Yeah.
So I tip my hat to all those players and challengers that play the, you don't have no shadow meld, you don't have no vanish. It's like, you know, if you start something, it is going to come to an end one way or another.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I think rogue is easy compared to some of those others. So good job to all those challengers that made it on a warlock or a priest or something like that. It's just woof.
No, that's that's true. But, you know, and like you said, we do all have different play styles, obviously. You know, there is no one way to play this game, regardless of, you know, whether you're playing a challenge tune or not. But within all of that, like playing a challenge tune, we all have our different things. You know, for me to stay focused on one tune, the only tune that I am more focused on than any other tune is my main.
Sure. But
when it comes to challenge tunes, I just can't. I get that itch of, okay, I've done so much of this, jump over to the other. But when I play my main, I just play my main, if that makes sense. So there's this whole weird thing that I have that playing challenge tunes, I have to have like a myriad of a few.
Sure. and you know, that's the beauty, I think, of this particular game is the variety and the diversity of play styles and what you get satisfaction out of it and things like that. So, hey, to each his own. And
exactly.
You know, you know what the goal is. Get to max level. So how you do it, that's up to you.
Yes, exactly. And obviously, you know, playing something like challenges and, you know, staying within the rules and then picking the brains of those in the community that are constant levelers, that are constantly finding, like yourself, like Fair, like Nisi, like, you know, like Ash, like Azzy, like, you know, all of those that come up with things, that find things, their knowledge, their, you know, which is really amazing that everyone shares, you know. It's not something like, well, I'm not gonna tell anyone, you know, this is my tune, so I'm not gonna tell. Everyone loves to share and tell everyone, because I think the main thing about this is we all want everyone to succeed.
we all want to get there.
Yeah,
I really enjoy with the community, is especially, you know, like Zaya, is I'll be flying along, minding my own business, and I get dismounted in the middle of the air, and, you know, barely catch it, or a couple of times I've died, you know, because I wasn't paying attention. But all I have to do is just kind of say, oh, well, I was over in BFA, I was over near a mountain, and before you know it, Zaya's on a tune, and he's trying to find the exact XYZ coordinates that will get you dismounted. Yep. And then it's published and everybody knows about it. So it's like, that's kind of cool.
We've got great little detectives that go, you know, that look into all this, and that is invaluable. So we thank you guys for you know, all of that you do, which is great. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my other question that I had for you was, for you, what has been the biggest surprise for leveling a challenge tune in this expansion with Shadowlands?
I think the way it has morphed over the months since it came out. You remember when it first came out, it was a little bit of a, oh dear, is this going to be the expansion that breaks the challenge and Irons won't be able to level? And pleasantly surprised to find out that Shadowlands is quite doable with a challenge tune. And you know, you could still level, you could do it in different ways, you know, you could do it by you know, whether you're a passy or you're doing it with an iron, but you're just farming low-level critters and things like that. But when they came out with the patch that allowed you to skip them all, that really opened up Shadowlands, because you could just skip that dangerous quest to get through them all.
Yes.
And now you can just kind of go bouncing around the four zones within Shadowlands and kind of do the content and enjoy the expansion and learn what kills you and what doesn't and things like that. So I think that was the best surprise, is that Shadowlands did not do away with the challenge. So that's the best part.
I know that with the testing and everything that was done, there was a lot of very concerned with how things were going to go, that's for certain. It's great. 11, like, you've got 11 max level, so
18,
sorry, 11. What was I thinking 11 for? I was looking at something. Sorry, 18.
Not that I'm counting. 18. But, you know, the funniest part has been, you know, with each expansion, and Shadowlands is no different. I can remember with BFA, the whole community as a group learns the hard way. Well, okay, which quest can we do? Which ones you better not do? And that has been true of Shadowlands, especially the dailies, you know. And, you know, you can go out to the forums and find out, okay, which dailies will kill you and which ones are fairly safe. All of us, I bet everyone has contributed at least one challenge death to finding out that stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But the flip of all that is there anything about Shadowlands that drives you bonkers? And I think it's you reach a point, and it varies by class and race and all that, but somewhere between 54 and 56, you almost hit a content wall where, okay, you've done all the easy quests that give points and won't get you killed, and now you're relying on just normal Shadowland dailies and holidays to advance. And that of course means it can be slow, so you know, by the time you're 58, you're like, oh, please give me some points. I just want some XP.
Yes,
because that's probably the frustrating part about Shadowlands, but the rest of it is, it's okay. I love it that we can fly around in Shadowlands. I can't fly in BFA, but I can fly in Shadowlands. So I like that.
Yes, that's certainly does make things a little easier if you've got that ability. Nisi said, she hated that damn escort, but also would get a level out of doing that stuff. So I'd only have to grind for 9 levels in Shadowlands on her bloods, which is true. You know, the bloods is always such a hard grind because there is no questing. But yeah, it's certainly turned out to be a better expansion than we originally thought when we did the PTR testing and all of that. We were very concerned, very concerned.
Doom and gloom.
it was
going to be rough.
What have they done? Yes.
So thank you to the Blizzard developers who put in the tweaks that allowed us to keep going.
Yes, exactly. And actually, I will just jump to that right now. That's one of the news things, is that Blizzard has announced that on April 19 that they are revealing the next expansion. So we are basically 4 weeks away from finding out what the next one is going to be about, which is exciting, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So yeah, nice. it's really good. But how has this week been for you?
Oh, it's been good. Mm-hmm. The patch gave us the recent patches gave us a couple of things. One, it gave us the new content in Eternity's End, which is not really a challenger kind of area, but hey, you can jump on your scout and your reg and go explore and see what it is and stuff like that, and experience, you know, some mid expansion content, which is kind of nice. Yep. And then, of course, we all love Dark Moon Fair. I think we all have a love for it because of our early days of getting gold and getting started on a new tune. And so you go over to Dark Moon Fair and there's a new quest. And you're like, what's this? So speaking of dance parties, you can go to Dark Moon Fair and really show off your dance moves.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. And that was interesting because I tested it. I know Nisi had a test. You went over and checked it out. And honestly, so the stuff counts as quests, obviously. So it is no good for bloodthirsties.
Correct.
I found, and you found the same thing, that there is a quest that, you know, you've got to get, which will give you the bag, which will give you a ticket, you know. But how many times did you have to do the whole thing? 3? 5?
Yeah, between 3 and 5, depending on whether you went with, okay, take it easy on me, or you said, nah, make it a challenge. And so kind of depends on which one you selected.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I think I had about 5 goes, and as much as, like, you're using up a, a token each time that you do it. So
yeah.
for wasting 5 tokens to get the quest completed to then get 1 Dark Moon Fair ticket.
Yeah. And when you finally get to the end of the dance, you're like, hey, cool, what do I get? Well, you get a token. I spent 5 or, you know, a prize. Mm. And you're like, well, wait a minute, I spent 5 tokens. I want 5 prizes. No.
Yeah. So if you want to do it, I mean, there doesn't appear to be anything wrong for it to be done on Irons, Passies. Nothing was counting as a kill that we could see.
Yep.
It will definitely count as quests, so no good for bloods, obviously. I don't know how much XP, if at any, that you get. To me, I thought it was a little pointless to take a challenge tomb to do it because, you know, for one quest, I'm wasting all this time to get, you know, to get through, to get it done, as opposed to, you know, like other things where you can just, you know, shoot the targets and, you know, that kind of stuff. It just felt like there was a lot of work to get one ticket.
On the other hand, good that they're, you know, working on DMF and other content. So I'll give them that.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to take your challenge tune through, as we said, look, you know, go for it. Bloods, obviously not. So but yeah, it's, you know, it's a bit of fun. It's just, I think it's a lot of effort for very little reward, which again, you know, sometimes that's not what we're looking for. There are achievements related to the dancing. Today's the last day, so if you haven't got, you know, again, if you've started a new tune, if you need to get some gold, if you need a bag, like, go over to Dark Moon Fair, do your whole tickets, Dark Moon storage box, and all of that kind of thing, and that will give you like 10 gold to start off a very new tune if you need to start a new tune. It's a good way. But today is the last day. Well, I think it's only hours left.
That dance thing kind of reminds you of the roller coaster. It's like, okay, you do it once, you know, just to see what you can see, and then after you've done it, it's like, oh, all right,
never mind. I did do the roller coaster. I'm not good, as I think most of you guys know. I get vertigo. I get very dizzy. I went through on and did Dark Moon Fair roller coaster one time only on leader, and the whole time I sat like this. I was just like, I was like, no,
I want off this ride.
It was, I was like, okay, I've done it, but visually it just, like, my stomach was in my throat. It gives me that sense of, I was never good with rides. So, you know, it's just like, no. So Nisi said, I went through it on stream and my instant reaction was, that's all you get. That's it. Yeah. I must admit, you know, at the end when I got one ticket, I was like, really? Like, if it was like 50 tickets or 100 tickets or, you know, not 10, I think it needs a little bit more effort. 20 tickets would have been, you know, you kind of would have been like, oh, sweet, excellent, you know, that's good. You only get to do it once for the quest. You know, if you want to give it a try, have fun.
You know, and the other thing that's a little bit, you know, not only the reward, but the, you know, if you pick the, I want a challenge, you know, I really want you to challenge me selection, you know, where you got to do what, 5 or 6 colors, you know, the sequences.
Yeah.
Well, who's got that kind of short-term memory? Come on.
I know.
So it's like a rude reminder of, you know, I can remember three.
I must admit, when I popped in there, it just, the whole vibes of Outlands. Simon. Yeah. Simon. Yeah. What, where was it? Aurelia? Up in, Blades? Was in Blades Top Mountain? Blades, what's it called? I can't. Anyway, you know where, and you'd have to watch the, and I used to have a notepad. I used to have a notepad because I would never remember. And I used to jot down and I'd be like, you know, B-Y-R-G, you know, just writing my sequence. But I didn't do that for this. But I kept the same thing. I was like blue, green. I think I was going blue, green, red. Like I or whatever the colors were. I was like trying to just like memorize it. So it is definitely, you know, memories. So bit of fun. If you want to give it a go. Again, Blood's no good, but have a go.
Tell us about your week. What have you been up to?
I've pretty much not had a lot of time on Passy Leader. I am about two quests, maybe even one quest from Dingy. So, but I had a little bit of rough. I need to get back to Dingy, and had a little bit of a rough time when I was last in there. Chris's favorite NPC in all the game was around. I logged on at like ridiculous times for you guys, and there was people everywhere. It was like, what's going on? Everywhere I went, there was like constantly people, and being a passy, I'm a little paranoid about that. So I haven't dinged her yet. So I know she's only got literally one or two quests. She is that close to dinging. So I'm very close to that, but I've been a little bit paranoid and the net's been a little bit crazy. And then we had, you know, this other new zone that I've been busy on my main, just trying to find all the bits and pieces and exploring that and falling off and dying on her. It's really good about having a main that's not a challenge zone, because, you know, I can go and die on her a lot. A lot. So, especially when you get punted because there's a stupid world quest with stupid mines, and I died. I got punted off the side of what's it called? It's the new zone. And then I came back rezzed, and when you're dead, you can't see anything other than, you know, so you rezz, and guess what? You've just rezzed on a mine. So guess what happened?
You die again.
Got punted and died again. Not once.
Yeah.
Not twice.
No.
Three freaking times. So cranky.
The Guild Corner needs customers too, so...
It was, you know, it would have been nice if you could just see when you got close and you're about to res that if things would pop up, so at least you would know where you were. But
yeah.
Nope, not until you res and you're like, excellent, I rezzed on a mine. I'm dead again.
Oh,
fantastic.
On a mine. Oh, mm-hmm. And we're going to go ahead and flag you PvP just for fun.
It's definitely an interesting zone. I don't think it would be very challenge friendly at all.
No,
there is a lot of stuff.
The entry quest to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to kill some really, really big stuff. And if you're geared, great. If you're not geared, you're going to get smacked.
Exactly. And there is a lot of elites around. Like...
Yeah.
A lot. So they would love a challenge too, because they'd be like, oh, yummy snack.
Ooh, snack.
Not even going to say lunch. It'd be just like, there's a snack. So yeah. So that's what I've pretty much been doing. Just as I said, she's very close, and I might do that later. I didn't want to bring her for the dance party because I was like, I don't want anything to happen to her. I was slightly paranoid.
There's a horde flight master really close by, and they might go, why not?
Exactly. The one time, it's been perfectly fine all this time, but all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I don't like you, smack. So, all right, let's get to, we've got some new stuff. Let's go into this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty, well, like I said, let me get the link for those that want to go and check it out. This was from the Blizzard website. As I said before, they have announced that on April 19th, there will be the reveal of the next expansion. So there is, I'm not going to read through all the stuff. If you want to go and see what Blizzard has written up, there's a lot of information that they've talked about. I know they're going through World First and everything at the moment with raiding stuff. There's a lot going on, but if you want to go and check out the esports and all of that, check the link for the website. Save the date, the future of Warcraft. So that's exciting. Very, very excited.
It kind of gets happening. It gets back to the whole, didn't Activision get bought out by another company? And you go, well, are they going to stop, classic games like WoW? And it's like, no, they're pushing forward.
Yes, they are. There's been a fair bit of Blizzard news this year, which is all of it positive, not last year where it was very not good stuff. So, fingers crossed that there's going to be more exciting stuff to come. So, we'll have to wait and see. We will do a prediction show before that to see what what people think. So it's there's so much going on. I don't even know what do I want in the next expansion, and just challenger friendly, please. So we will see on that one. Now, before I forget, that there will be no show next week. It's going to be a big weekend. There's lots of stuff going on. Somebody's birthday is coming up. As well as my mom's. March has been a very busy month. It's been very busy. So, but also
you should maybe execute a birthday celebration.
That's it. That's exactly it. So, we will be back the following week, but Nisi did tell me that after today there are time changes and things, so this is just the friendly reminder for those of you. Don't forget we are starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, which means for me it then becomes 9 a.m. Brisbane time. So if you're working on that, I'm not going to go through every single zone, time zone. It's too many. But the next show will be, just remember, 7 p.m. Eastern, but it does change times for
everybody else.
For a lot of people, exactly. So Nisi says yes, happens overnight for us tonight.
Europe and Pacific and Australia.
Yes. Yep. Normally moves hang on, which way are we going? Back. Like, I always find it's either 9 a.m., which is the majority of time, and then it goes into daylight savings time, and I go to 10 a.m. So it's like, yay, I can sleep in, which doesn't always happen. So
it's funny over here where it, when it changes,
yep,
you realize just how many old clocks you have that don't have that atomic clock setting feature.
Mm.
It's like, oh yeah, the stupid microwave and the stupid oven. You gotta go change those. But
mm-hmm.
Some clocks you go, hey, good for you, you figured it out.
Exactly. That, like the smartphones, they know. Like I take my phone and I go into a different area. If I go into a different state and it just goes, huh, you're in Sydney. Well, we'll just adjust everything. And you're like, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to touch anything. It's good. So, but see, we don't have daylight savings here. We have daylight savings in New South Wales, in Victoria, in other parts of the country. Queensland never had daylight savings. I think we tried it once when I was young, but because I think the farmers voted and said, nope, we don't want it. We don't want it. It affects things, and we've never done anything. It's such a pain in the neck because
it is.
New South Wales and Victoria are all on, you know, an hour ahead, and we're the only one that's sitting here going, yeah, we're still on normal time, guys. It's a bit frustrating, but anyway, Toby says the only thing I reset manually is the one on his wrist. He must have the, you know, the like the good old, what do we call that? Analog? It's
the big hand, the little hand and all that?
Yes. You know, where is it? It's at, you know, 12 and 2.
Wherever it's happy hour somewhere.
That is so true. Very true. Okay, now the other thing I wanted to make mention of was because we're not here next week, Spreadshirt has got a promo for free standard shipping from the 17th, husband's birthday. He's not here, so please wish him a happy birthday. On the 17th, which for you guys will be 16th. 17th, my time. So the promo goes from 17th to the 22nd. All right.
I think last year I said something like happy birthday old man in chat, and he went on a rant about how much older I am than him and all that. So it's like, all right, I'll get him fired up again this year.
Nice. Absolutely. So yes, so we've got that, and then I've got my mum's birthday the following week, so it's like, yay, March is very busy. busy, that's for certain. Alrighty, let's go into, where's my little chit-chat bumper? Here we go.
This just in, it's chit-chat.
Alrighty, we have got, I put in some jokes for you. I don't know why I left that pink. That's supposed to be yours.
Oh, well that's, I don't mind. This is a good one. Okay, peeps. Did you hear about the psychic gnome that escaped the stockades? He's a small medium at large.
It was so cute. I was like, I had to do that one. That was really good. All right. And I've got, hang on, Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Let's do that one. What do you call 100 rabbits hopping backwards? A receding hairline. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Oh, that is cute. All right. I have got, you know you play WoW too much when the microwave goes ding and you say grats.
Yeah.
That is true.
And your And your significant other looks at you like, all righty, you're now talking to the appliances.
I also have got another one. Hopefully I don't stuff it up, because if I haven't written it down, we know my track record is not good. But I saw this one and I was like, I've got to do this. So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
W-H-O.
Awkward silence.
Spell who? I spelled who? It's... I thought it was hilarious. I'd never heard that one. I thought that was so funny. Because at first I was like, why is she spelling? And then I went, got it. Okay, yes, okay. I wasn't. Because I'm like, look, spell? What spell? Spell who? W-H-O. I was like, aha. Anyway, that's my one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we should wrap it up.
Maybe we should. Exactly. Alrighty. That's when she says, give me your keys. What was that for? I don't know what hash means by that. Might be... I don't know. Anyway. How's everyone doing? Let's have a look at the dance party. Oh, I'm sitting down. I am not dancing. Oh, that's right. Because I have no screen. Okay. Hang on. Oh, let's not do that. That's the only thing that is a little frustrating, that you can't like type in if you hide the screen. Even if you do, you know, slash dance, it won't come up. That is a little frustrating, but anyway, everyone, look how many people's here. Awesome, guys. Thank you for coming down. That's great. Yeah,
great crowd.
We have got the bestest people.
Did anyone think to bring food?
No. I mean, you know, there's probably alcohol, but again, challenge tunes do have to be very careful. So it's probably a good thing that we're not eating or drinking too much.
Yeah, it's a long fall to the deck below.
Stern needs donuts, Ash says.
Exactly. I love donuts.
Donuts are good. I actually saw a recipe last night. I have not ever made them, but jam donuts. Like, you know, the big, I think they're called, you guys call them jam donuts, the big round ones, and then you squeeze the center, has all that jammy goodness.
Yeah, we call them jelly donuts here.
Jelly donuts, that's it. We call them, yeah, they're called jam donuts here and in the UK. And I was like, oh, maybe I should try those.
There's also this time of year, because of Fat Tuesday, punchkis, which has got a strange spelling, but punchkis are kind of similar to a donut with jelly in it.
Okay. All right. I haven't had those. Okay. Well, we'll see. We will see. All right. Well, I think we're done. So, do you want to do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Would be glad to. We want to thank everyone who sponsors us one way or another. And if it's in the form of, monetary or donations or just anything, we really appreciate it. So, without further ado, Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sel, Dave the Hooker, Execute, Fur, Grand Nagus, Chris, I always stumble on this one, Lauren Remar, Lita, of course, Mr. Brighto Juan, who also does some really good music, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi Rude, Stir, myself, Stone, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Winema, and Zaya.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
We do appreciate it so much. And, you know, again, for all the things, not only do we have this wonderful community, you guys, we have got an amazing bunch of mods that just without them, life would be very difficult. So
it would be.
We both want to say thank you. Huge thank you to our mods.
And it's so funny because I'll come to Discord after, you know, been running errands and stuff, and there'll be a thread of 50 plus messages in the mod channel, and I'm like, oh. And by the time I get there, it's all fixed and done and good, and you know, Nisi has been coordinated and everything. It's like, okay, this is pretty cool.
It is. We are very, very lucky that we've got these awesome people. So so thank you guys, we do appreciate it. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Zaya, and Nisi, thank you so much. You make our life a lot easier, so we do appreciate that. Thank you to our Code Wardens, and I also want to thank you guys. Thank you for coming to hang out with us. We do appreciate that. And everyone in the chat room, and those that will listen to the podcast whenever that gets sorted.
Exactly.
Don't even get me started. It's still it's progressing very slowly, so we will see. But thank you guys for just spending some time with us, because we know your time is valuable and important. So thank you for that. Like I said, we'll be back on March the 26th. That's my mum's birthday. Woo! 7 p.m. Eastern. Well, technically, it's the day before. Because it'll be the 27th for me. And then I've got to go back to work. Oh, mama. Oh, well. Those things happen. So just a reminder, no show next week. And a time change after today. So 7 p.m. Eastern still stays the same. All right? But thank you, sir. Thank you for hanging out and us having a lovely dance party in Booty Bay. We haven't done one of those for a while, which is good. So,
yes, thanks for having me on the show. It's always fun.
Not a problem. We do appreciate catching up and hearing all of the antics and the experiences and all of that you've had. But if you want to tell, where can we find you? If we want to find you. Where are you?
Certainly you can find me in Discord, you know, just join the WoW Challenges Discord channel and you'll see me usually logged in. Up at the top is Stir, and if you happen to be on Wormrest Accord, just look, do a search for Stir, and usually you can whisper me and say hi. That's the easiest ways.
Exactly. You're normally on some Stir thing or something Stir. It's normally, isn't it? It's normally something Stir, like Iron Stir or...
Yeah,
I've got blank what your tunes' names are.
I've got most of the Stirs locked up. You know, Rogue Stir, Iron Stir, Druid Stir, on and on and on. So just look for a Stir.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for that. And don't forget, you can find all the information over at wowchallenges.com. We have the Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. All the information's there if you want to check them out. There will eventually be many podcasts, hopefully, once we still figure this damn issue out. Don't even get me started on it, but solutions I tell you, bloody audio. If it's not audio with my computer, it's audio with the website. Yay! So excited.
Technology
is fantastic when it works, and then when it goes to poop, anyway. You know,
Another show title.
Ghost to poop, exactly. But yeah, if you want to, you can certainly send in any emails over at podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you've got, you know, some tips, some tricks, some questions, some jokes, all of those things, you know, anything that you find that's challenger-worthy of information, we'd love to share that with everyone here on the show as well. Don't forget, if you want to follow me, I'm all over the place. So pretty much, if you look up Leta, L-E-E-T-A is the spelling, Discord, emails, Instagram. I'm slightly addicted to TikTok at the moment. It's just doing, it's hitting all the right vibes. And I also have, I'm doing a vlog over on my channel called Kim Loves. If you haven't figured out, my name is Kim. It is, there you go, spoiler alert.
Wow, Kim. Show title.
Kim with a Y, not an I. Just saying. I get it all the time. It's like, no, it's with Y. Y is girl spelling, I is boy spelling. So if you want to check that out, we are doing that. I think I have wrangled my husband into doing something for the vlog later. So that'll be fun. We will see.
Maybe next show you can catch us up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, so all of the things are happening on that. It's been, I'm doing a lot of vlogging because of, it's a very big year. I should have vlogged last year with the wedding, but I didn't even, honestly, hadn't thought that far. But there's a lot going on this year, so I thought I'd document it kind of in this way, like how we document, like by doing the podcast and all that kind of thing, So, a bit of fun, but if you want to join that, there's all the stuff, but the information will be up on the website for my stuff as well. All right, the last lot of thank yous, who have we got?
Well, you know, to Niecy's significant other, a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on the intro, and you can find him on Discord with the same name, Mr. Bright01.
We do love that. He did such a... I know I say this every time, but it makes me smile every single time. You guys can't see me because when I play it, we've got the big, you know, WoW Challenges logo up there, and then we've got the screenshots of the various zones going through. But I'm sitting here like I'm just smiling. I'm just like... Yeah. It makes me happy.
And the artwork, you know, he's got the cutest artwork on the website. So thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
We do. We greatly appreciate that. He's done some amazing things. Check out Spreadshirt. He did some great artwork for the challenges with various designs. So certainly check those out. We are very thankful to have that. And I also want to say a huge and big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. Because I do appreciate that he voiced that for me while I came up and played around with the audio once again. Audio person that I am. So a huge thank you for helping me do that, which you will hear his voice very shortly when I play it. So yay. All right, well, thanks guys, thanks hanging out. How's the dance party going? We still hang on, I can't even see, everyone's still there. Adopt a puppy. Oh, what is that? That is so cute. I don't think I've ever seen Adopt a Puppy. I'm guessing that's a toy. That is super cute.
It is.
Lovely shot. Really love Booty Bay. Look at those waterfalls. So nice. Thank you, guys.
You never know, there was a big fight down in the harbor once before.
Yes. That is true. Absolutely. If you've not done the quest line through that, it's a very interesting quest line. That's for certain. All right. Well, thank you, Stir, again for joining me today. I do appreciate it. Thank you once again having the fun that we have when we get together. We do enjoy that. And for the dance party. I do love having a good dance party with you, so
yeah,
it's always fun.
Yeah. We'll get the camera going for the next one in a few months or so. Yeah. In the summer for us, and we'll have a bigger party.
Have a big party. Well, you know, like we're coming to 300 shows. What are we? We're 11 shows from 300. Yeah. I guess I better do something for 300.
That's crazy. But couldn't have done it without all the challengers. So, hey, thanks, everyone.
Exactly. We have got a wonderful bunch. So, thank you, guys. All right. Well, like I say, please, everyone, have a great week. Don't forget, 2 weeks. Back in 2 weeks. So have a great couple weeks and take it easy. Relax, don't do it, you know, all that. And just please stay safe wherever you are, whether that is in game or out of game. And we will catch you back here on the 26th of March. All right, so.
Yeah, sounds good. Happy birthday to Mom and Execute.
Exactly. All right, guys, have a good one. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.